Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
What are we now? 9 days away from the big day? Darts is always a certainty since COVID in our house. Just started naturally, the lockdowns, 2021, then we became close contacts of a case. And we binged the darts, myself and my uncle and my grandmother. An unbelievable Christmas. Couldn't leave the house, nobody could come to us, and it was darts all day. And I'm glad that that tradition has continued. It's a certainty. Are there dead certs for you over the Christmas? Things that happen, people that come, rows that escalate. What are the dead certs of Christmas for you? And I'm not talking turkey and ham.
Yeah, that's fair. Something I notice actually is when people call and my dad might be doing his best to be a gracious host. And because he is not a man who would take an alcoholic beverage himself, he's very mixed on measures. So you might get either the most generous measure of your life or the measliest. There's kind of no average because he's not aware of what the standard would be.
I've seen it in my own home house. Grandparents, non-drinkers, uncles and aunts, a couple of them, teetotalers. And they've nearly killed men with whiskey measures because they don't know. They're sending them out a half pint glass of whiskey and they're like, no, you'll kill a man. Come out of that. I've seen that happen.
In terms of what drinks are served in, the Galway Crystal goblets... Always make an appearance. They are a Christmas dead cert.
I love that as a dead cert for Christmas. Another one, you've just inspired me. The good cutlery comes out for Christmas. Dead cert in our house.
Has to be polished beforehand, given the clean, just to make sure it's ready because it wasn't used since this time last year.
Dead cert. What are the dead certs of Christmas in your house or in your workplace? What's going to happen? Who's coming? It mightn't happen any other time of the year, but at Christmas, you can put your life in it. It's coming out, it's happening. What is it? 087-1-102-107. Dara, talk to us.
Our dead cert in our house would probably be...
Going
for the few pints on the Christmas Eve and be absolutely dying then Christmas Day.
No!
Not able to get up early, not able to go to
mass. No, Dara, no.
And just get it hard to get the dinner.
That's a thundering disgrace. This will be the best advertisement for drinkaware.ie ever. You can't do that. Why would you make yourself so sick you can't muster up the appetite to tackle the Christmas dinner?
The waste of it all.
Oh, I've done it once and I said never again. Sitting looking into the roasties thinking I'd rather be anywhere else than here. No Christmas Eve feed. Have one. Have two. Go on. Be mad and have three. But you need to savour yourself. The appetite has to be there Christmas Day, Dara.
For all of the courses. It's not just the main one you have to get through. Remember that.
You're a thundering disgrace, Dara.
Catch yourself on now before the 25th, okay? Actually, well, before the 24th.
I would like to retract my unparliamentary language. I make the Christmas dinner, so the thought of somebody rocking up and not being able to look at it after sweating and blood spilt and burns on my hands... The hangover would be the last of your worries now, Dara, I'll tell you that.
You would kick that man out of the house and out of the county of Leitrim. Dara, consider this your warning.
I'd give the dinner to the dog, Dara, over holding it for you. Going out for Christmas Eve pints and getting scuttered. How dare you, Dara? How dare you? This is a warning now to my uncles. This is a warning now. A dead cert. We'll just wander up the road for one and then you're ringing them at 3 o'clock. Come down for this dinner, would you please? Dead cert.
What are they in your house? The dead certs of Christmas. Can we turn this into a song? We'll see.
Now, I really need to apologise to Dara. I went too far. I was channeling angry dad into a son I didn't even have. Just hope Dara has appetite for Christmas Day.
Oh, he's the fear of God in him now, if nothing else.
Nah, he'll probably not come home. See, this is what happens. It's the suck calf syndrome. I've spoken about this before. We all know a lad, and if we're not aware of them, we might be them ourselves, whose parents was too strict on them when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they got out, they didn't know how to come home because they were afraid of getting a bollocking when they came home. So they'd go out of a Friday or a Saturday, and they mightn't be seen until Tuesday. It's like calves. You put them into a shed, you restrict them for too long, and then when they break out, you can't get them back.
This is the theory that Dave has come up with, has seen it in action, and he's hoping to God he's not going to see it play out between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Your dead certs of Christmas, what are they? Let's try and gather some more this week.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.